Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Haftorah. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. Let's have a quick recap of the events in Parshas Vayishlach in order that we can understand the Haftorah and its connection to the Haftorah. So in Parshas Vayishlach, in Perek Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel, we have the preparation of Yaakov to meet his brother Esav, and then the confrontation with Esav. In Perek Lamed Beis, Yaakov divides his family into two camps, so there will be a She'eri Sarpleta. He sends gifts to Esav in the form of hundreds of animals, and he prays to Hashem. At the end of Perek Lamed Beis, he meets up with the Sarshal Esav on the river Yabok, who engages him in a battle on the river shore all the night long. And Perek Lamed Gimel, Yaakov and Esav meet, and contrary to Yaakov's fears that he will have to kill and that he will be killed, Esav does not kill Yaakov. The reunion goes better than expected. Esav accepts all the gifts. Esav, however, extends an invitation to Yaakov to go with him. Yaakov says, no, thank you. You go ahead. I'll catch up with you in the end of these. And Perek Lamed Daled, Dina is taken and abducted by Shechem. Shimon and Levi go to battle to save Dina and slay the people of Shechem. And Perek Lamed Hey, Yaakov is returning home. Binyamin is born. Rachel dies in childbirth. In Perek Lamed Vav, we have the family of Esav. Of note, especially keep in mind where we're going with the Haftorah, we are specifically told that Esav has a child named Eliphaz, and Eliphaz has a wife named Timnah. Eliphaz and Timnah have a child named Amalek. Amalek is a grandson of Esav Harasha. We also know that Esav is called Edom. How do we know that? Because in the end of Parak Chav Hei, when Esav comes home from the field, hungry and tired, and Yaakov is cooking a lentil stew, Esav says, Halitainin amin ha'adom, ha'adom ezeki ayev anochi. Pour into me some of that red stuff. Al kein kara shemo Edom. Esav is Edom. Esav and Yaakov meet in this week's parsha. Yaakov fears for his life and prepares for battle. Esav invites Yaakov to travel with him, and Yaakov says, no, thank you. You go ahead. And Amalek, a grandson of Esav, is born. The Pesukim tell us in Parshas Vayishlach, in Parak Lamed Gimel, after they meet and everybody bows down and Esav hugs him and kisses him, they hug a kiss. So now Yaakov implores Esav to take his presents. Vayomer, and after Yaakov, Esav agrees to take the presents that Yaakov has sent him. Vayomer, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis in the Parsha. Nisa v'nelcha v'elcha l'negdecha. You know, Esav says, I'm so happy to see you after so many years. Let us travel together. Let us go together. V'elcha l'negdecha. And I will travel alongside you. What a great idea. Yaakov and his family should travel with Esav and his family. Vayomer Elav, Yaakov says to Esav, Adoni, my master, Yodea ki ha'yaladim rakim, you know the children are weak. V'hatzon v'habagar alos alai. Wait a minute, the flocks and the cattle, they are my responsibility. Udaf kum yom echad, if I push them to go too quickly, v'mesu kalatzon, all the flocks will die. Esav understands the language of cattle and wealth. Yaakov says, how could I go with you? Never mind the children. If I push my flocks, they're all going to die. Do we want that to happen? My finances will be wiped out. You understand the language of the field? Yavarna Adoni Fnevdo. You know, Esav, you, my master, you should go before me. I'm your servant. Va'ani es nahala. I will make my way li'iti according to my slow pace. La'ragaha m'lacha asher lefanai u'la'ragaha yiladim. I'll make my slow pace according to my work, according to the footsteps of my children. Ad asher avu al Adoni Seira. I will catch up with you, my master and sayer. Do you know what Rashi says? When will Yaakov catch up? It's in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gedalet. When will Yaakov catch up with Esav in Seir? Do we find in the Chumash that Yaakov Taka went to Esav and he said, oh, here I am. I know I took 10 days longer than you, but now I'm ready to live together? No. V'hu lo halach. Yaakov didn't go catch up with Esav in Seir. Ve'ema shayedich. When will Yaakov catch up with Esav in Seir? B'yamei HaMashiach. And the days of Mashiach. Shanem ar'ah. Rashi quotes a pasuk from Ovadia. Ovadia is the Haftorah of Vayishlach. Rashi quotes, V'alu Moshiim Bahar Tziel Nishbot Azhar Esav. The saviors will arise in Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esav. Ah, that is the final pasuk. from the Haftarah. So keeping all these things in mind, the confrontation with Eshav, the fight with Eshav's Malach on the river Yabok all night long, Eshav inviting Yaakov to go, and Yaakov says, I'm going to catch up with you, B'Mos HaMashiach, quoting a pasuk from Avadia, which is the Haftarah, the birth of Amalek. Esav is Edom, and one more nakuda I want to point out. Rashi tells us to Lamed Gimel Dalet that even though Esav hugged him and he kissed him, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Halacha hi biyadua she Esav sonei the Yaakov. Rashi to Lamed Gimel Dalet and Parshas Vayishach. It's true that the historic confrontation went better than expected, and Esav does not kill Yaakov. Maybe they're friends. Maybe he really loves him. Look, he gave me a hug. He gave me a kiss. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you had to hide in the cave from the Romans. Who are the Romans? The descendants of Edom. Who is Edom? Esav. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I will tell you to choose him, and you should remember him forever throughout Jewish destiny. Halacha hi biyadua she Esav sonei the Yaakov. Never think, even when they come to kiss you, that they are your friends. Everybody knows that there's a halacha that Esav hates Yaakov. Moving on to the Haftorah, with all these nekudos in mind, the connection between the Haftorah and now the Parsha is going to be very clear. The Haftorah is Sefer Ovadia. Sefer Ovadia is very unique in Tanakh. Do you know how many prakim Sefer Ovadia is? One. One whole parak. The entire Sefer is 21 psukim long, and the entire 21 psukim is read as of Torah for both Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Steinsaltz Nevi'im. The prophecy of Ovadia discusses the final days of the kingdom of Edom. The Edomites, descendants of Esav, Jacob's brother, were considered the nation with the closest lineage to Israel. Aren't you my brother? Nevertheless, that did not stop Edom from acting in a hostile manner towards the nation of Israel and from causing Israel much distress, as our long and bitter history has shown us. The Edomites collaborated with Israel's enemies on various occasions. They even attempted to take over the land of Judah. Ovadia prophesied that the sword of Edom, raised over his brother Israel, will bring about his own destruction. The book concludes with the prophecy of the future strengthening of Israel. Who is Ovadia? So this is very interesting. I saw on the different Sfarim, everyone discusses it. We're not even sure exactly who Ovadia is. Some say, interestingly, that he was a convert from Edom, which might be why Steinsaltz Nevi'im proposes. It does not say who his father was. It usually says someone, the son of someone, Yonah ben Amittai. Who was Ovadia? It just says Chazon Ovadia. This is the vision of Novadia. Some actually say he was a convert from Edom, which would explain why his prophecy deals with one parak, exclusively with Edom. Some say he's the Ovadia mentioned in Sefer Melachim. We spoke about his widow, who was appointed over the house of Achav. The Ovadia, remember, in the Haftarah Vayera, we spoke about the widow of Ovadia, Elisha, and the Neshemen. Ovadia hid the prophets in the cave because of wicked Izebel, who wanted to kill them. Some say that this prophet Ovadia is that same Ovadia. Some say that he is a convert from Edom. We do not know exactly who he is, but we do know that his prophecy speaks about the destruction of Edom in the end of days. So reading through the Nevuah of Ovadia, the one parak that makes up the Haftorah, I broke it down into five main topics, five main themes. One, because we're going to be focusing on the Pesukim at the very end of the Nevuah, from Perak Tezvav, from Pasuk Tezvav, through Pasuk Chav Aleph. So I'm going to give you a summary of what all the Pesukim speak about. Summary. It begins with the call of Hashem against Edom. Then it describes in Avi the wicked pride of the kingdom of Edom. Three, his cruel collaboration with the enemies of Israel to take down Israel. Four, the oath of Hashem to take down Edom. And finally, the vision of the end of days, which is what we are going to be learning. So the call of Hashem against Edom through the Navi Ovadia. The wicked pride of Edom is described by the Navi. Their cruel collaboration with the enemies of Israel to attempt to take down Israel. The oath that God takes against Edom. And finally, the glorious vision of the end of days. When, like Rashi tells us on Chumash, oh, says Yaakov, yes, I'll meet up with you in Har Seir. You know when I'm going to meet up with you? B'Yemos HaMashiach, when I will destroy you. Here we go. Let's look at the Pesukim that conclude the Haftorah, which is the vision of Yemos HaMashiach, which infuses us with a hope that we know, like Rabbi Akiva said, Nechamtani, Nechamtani, if the vision of destruction has come true before my eyes, said Rabbi Kiva Maseches Makos Chav Dal Amud Beis, then I am guaranteed the vision of Geula will come true. Let's read the beautiful Geula that Ovadia describes and the smashing of our enemy, Edom. He Romi, he Esav, he Amalek. When the halacha be yadua she'esav sona, the Yaakov will no longer be a reality because Esav, Edom, Amalek, Rome will finally be destroyed. Pasuk Tesvav, Sefer Ovadia, it's only one parak long. Parak Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav. Ki karov Yom Hashem al kol hagoyim. The day of justice and vengeance of God is near against all of the nations. Kasher asisa o ya'aselach. Bamidish adam modeid modedino. What you did, you wicked nations of the world, will be done to you. Gemulcha yashuv b'roshecha. The way you brought retribution amongst the nation of Israel, it will be brought upon your own head, declares God. Pasuk Tazayin, Kid Ka'asher, Shisisem, Al Har Kodshi, just as you drank on my holy mountain when you celebrated the defeat of my nation Israel. Yishtu Kol Goyim Tamir, all the nations will drink the cup of rage over the defeat of their own selves. Vishasu Vilau Vahayu Kilohayu, they will drink, they will swallow, as if they are drinking poison that will bring their demise. It will be v'hayu kilo hayu, as if they never existed. Pasuk Yud Zayin, u'bahar tzion tihiye fleita. Very, very, very famous pasuk from Avadia. On Har Tzion, there will be a remnant, a survivor, a remainder. Yaakov divided his camps. Why? Because he says, let there be a she'eris pleita. If Esav destroys half of my family, at least half of my family will survive. We will continue. We will go on. Am Yisrael chai. Another connection to the parsha. Ubahar tzion tia pleita. No matter how much the enemies try and destroy us, and they try very mightily to destroy us. Since Churbas by Yesheni, at the hands of Rome, Edom, Esav, Amalek, they have never stopped trying to destroy us. Yet Albert Einstein famously said, the definition of insanity, I think it's Einstein, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And sometimes I wonder to myself, you nations of the world, are you not insane? If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, why do they come to destroy us in every single generation? They expect different results. If Pharaoh did not succeed in destroying us, let's go back to Esav. If Esav did not succeed in destroying Yaakov, and Pharaoh did not succeed, and Haman did not succeed, and the Crusaders did not succeed, and the Spanish Inquisition did not succeed, and Communist Russia did not succeed, and the Shoah did not succeed, and the pogroms and the blood libels did not succeed, why do they think today they will succeed? And God prophesies that his nation will never be destroyed, no matter how much they try. On Mount Zion, the abode of God's Shechina, his dwelling place. Bahar Kodshi, B'Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. There will always be a remnant of Klal Yisrael on the day of the Lord. V'haya Kodesh. It will be holy. It will no longer be profaned by the nations of the world and their structures that they build on God's holy mountain. V'yarshu beis Yaakov es maroshayim. And the house of Yaakov will take possession of all that the enemies have possessed from us. Pasuk Yud Ches. V'haya beis Yaakov eish ubeis Yosef lahava. And the end of days, the house of Yaakov will be the fire. The house of Yosef will be the flame. Ubeis Esav lakash. But Edom, Rome, Amalek, Esav will be straw. What happens if you put the fire of Yaakov and the flame of Yosef to the straw of Esav? The fire and the flame will consume the straw. V'dalku b'hem v'achalum. Ah, Esav will be lit up with a fire of destruction. Esav will be consumed. V'lo yesari the base Esav ki Hashem diber. There will no longer be a remnant. There will be no survivor to the house of Esav because God has spoken. While there will be a she'eris ha'pleita on Har Tzion of Am Yisrael, there will be no remnant, not even one piece of straw left from the house of Esav. The psukim next, Pasuk Yatash, Pasuk Chav, describe how Am Yisrael will re-inhabit and take over once again our own lands. V'yarshu ha'negev es har Esav. We will inhabit the south, the mount of Esav. V'hashfela es plishtim. We will inhabit the lowlands, the territory of the plishtim. V'yarshu ha'sedei Ephraim es stei Sharmon. U'binyamin es ha'gila. There will be no one left who will contest, who will say, you are robbers, you are colonizers, you are an apartheid state. Am Yisrael will dwell back in their land from north to south and east to west. from the lowlands to the borderlands, to the south, to the Shomron, to Binyamin, to the Gilad. Once again, the land will be uncontestedly in our hands. V'galus hachelazel b'nei Yisrael in Pasuk Chaf. The exile, those who have been in exile from the children of Israel, Asher Kenanim, Atzarfas, V'galus Yerushalayim, Asher Besfad, Yerushu, Asari HaNegev. There will be a kibbutz galios. The nations who have taken us into exile in their lands will be destroyed as Am Yisrael returns to their own land. Pasuk of Aleph. V'alu Moshia Behar Tzion. This is the Pasuk Rashi quotes. And Vayishlach, when Esav says, travel with me, Yaakov said, thanks, I'll catch up with you, be a Moshe Mashiach, you go ahead. V'alu Moshia Behar Tzion. Lish, we could cry from these words. You could cry. Mamish cry, Ribonus HaOlam. We're waiting for so long. We're waiting for so long. Can we please see the hope-filled, beautiful, glorious, divine promise of Chazon Avadia come true in our day, in our time, when you will merit Va'alu Moshiach Behar Tzion, Lishpatas Har Esav, the saviors will ascend the Mount of Zion, and instead of what we see today on Har Tzion, you'll see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, Lishpatas Har Esav, what they have done to us, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tesvav, will be done to them to judge the Mount of Esav, V'ha'isa LaHashem HaMlucha, and on that glorious day, everyone will acknowledge that kingship is to God. There is only one God, the ruler of the heaven and earth. Am Yisrael will no longer be despised, persecuted, hounded. Halacha bidua she'esav son of the Yaakov. It will be a time of triumph and glory where the name of Hashem will be revealed throughout the world. And Am Yisrael once again will return to her home and to her land. Mashiach tzidkenu yavol v'yigaleinu with the flame of Yaakov, with the fire of Yaakov, and the flame of Yosef that will consume our enemies, Be'ezrat Hashem. I wish everybody a beautiful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, and Besuras Tovas to all.